Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The band Jukebox the Ghost joins us live today on the World Cafe. They have roots in the Washington, D.C. area where they went to school. They are a three-piece and have been performing together since 2003. They named themselves Jukebox the Ghost in 2005, released one record, and then signed with Yep Rock before making their new album, Everything Under the Sun, with Peter Katus, who has worked in the past with the National and Interpol. We'll start their set off with this song from the new album called Empire. That is Empire from Jukebox the Ghost, joining us live today on the cafe. And that was the first single from the new album, Everything Under the Sun. We've been claiming you here in Philadelphia, Jukebox the Ghost, as a Philadelphia band. You guys originally from D.C., but now even that's not so true. Two-thirds of you live in...
Two-thirds are new. Identity is a tricky thing, because we started in D.C., so roots are there. And then we moved to Philly, and we've been here for 3 years. I'm still here. The other two dudes just moved to New York. But, you know, we feel very passionate about Philly. We love Philadelphia. I'm still here, obviously. But it's hard, because we felt bad saying... We weren't a D.C. band. We felt bad saying we were a D.C. band. Now we feel bad saying we're a Philly band or a New York band. So Mostly we live in a van, and that's what it boils down to.
Yeah, 300 dates in a year. Yeah, you definitely do. Ben, that's one of your songs, mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of Tommy's on here as well. Is it hard when there are two writers in the band to turn things into Jukebox the Ghost songs?
No, in a weird way. It's hard to choose which ones to turn into Jukebox the Ghost songs.
We're both generally writing for some kind of Jukebox the Ghost platonic ideal, but and sometimes we stray from that, and those are usually the ones that don't make the cut. I say that we all listen to very different music, but we can all agree on what Jukebox the Ghost sounds like.
Well, you know, being a, you know, people put pop next to rock when they talk about you guys, and it seems appropriate. I'm a big fan of things in that category, but I wanted to talk about two things that I'm sure people bring up to you. One of them is got to be Beatles, and the other might be, just because of the piano centric sound, might be Ben Folds. And I know you've toured a bunch with him.
Yeah, we did a tour with him a year and a half ago, which you know, didn't help to get us away from the comparison.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to someone the other day, and you know, I'm a piano player named Ben, and just that, and I'm dead from the start.
So. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll get away from that, and we'll hear from a guitar player named Tommy. So one of your songs next?
Yep. This one's called The Stars.
Said a spark that's gone is not a spark to mourn. You can't resuscitate a person who was never born. So I climbed to the tallest building in town to see the rain rushing in, to feel my heart breaking down. And as a blue sheen drew near, I saw a window to another world. I saw strange fish I'd never seen, and in that moment could not have been more obvious. The flood that Noah dreamed about, except bigger and more ominous. Thank you. Yeah, what if we were created to gaze at the stars up above? But a wave was coming, yeah, we didn't want to swim, but the cities were sinking. Though we wanted to react, we were too busy sleeping through the ground that was shaking and the face was.
Another great one from Jukebox the Ghost playing live for us today. That is The Stars. And Tommy Siegel, what's that one about?
I guess it's a sort of a tropical dance song I wrote about tidal waves. But part of it originates in Philadelphia because I was alone on New Year's a couple of years ago. And as there were fireworks going over the Delaware, and somehow in my brain I dreamed up this song about tidal waves.
I've heard you refer to this as your postgraduate album. Were you guys actually still at GW when you made the first one?
Yeah, yes, we, it was Christmas break.
We slept on the floor of Tommy's sister's friend who was out of town, and 12 days crammed in over Christmas break and did the whole record. So
you met at George Washington University in Washington. Was there a discussion when you graduated, are we going to continue this or not, or?
Our major obstacle was talking Jesse, our drummer, out of med school.
Must have loved that.
Thrilled. It was a full year of just saying, with great love and affection, you'll be a terrible doctor, which he wouldn't have, of course. But it was the only way we could get him to, be in a band instead of pursuing a real career.
Now, Peter Kadis has worked with some amazing bands, some of our favorites, The National and Interpol. And how did that relationship start up?
I think his manager actually saw us and then said, you need to do this band. And then we started talking and, we wanted someone who would make a record that was a little bit darker and a little more mature. And, he gets some real dark sounds and some real, real great sounds out of his bands. And so, we thought it'd be a good fit.
And it worked really well.
It's great. Nice, yeah, nice, it was a good time.
So. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with?
I think we're going to do Schizophrenia. We'll be right back.
Schizophrenia, finishing up our set today with Jukebox the Ghost. Jesse Kristen on the drums, Tommy Siegel on guitar, vocals, and Ben Thornwell on keyboards, vocals, songs. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Jukebox the Ghost, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.